This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Crews are still working to contain the ptarmigan fire near Silverthorne. CPR Sam Brash reports more than 600 structures are under evacuation or pre-evacuation orders.
U.S. Forest Service Ranger Adam Bianchi says the fire started along a trail near Silverthorne Monday. It grew to about 20 acres by 10 p.m. and added another 40 acres overnight.
So it is growing. It grew through the night. But our hope now is we have the resources here that we can start to catch it, prevent it from moving to the west.
Bianchi added an air tanker and a pair of helicopters are now helping protect homes and an electrical substation. Ground crews are also en route along with some wet weather, which could help slow the fire. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Denver-born painter is among the 25 MacArthur Fellows announced today, CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
32-year-old painter Jordan Castile specializes in large-scale portraits. She has made a name for herself through a series of exhibitions, including a solo show at the Denver Art Museum in 2019. Castile joins other scholars, artists, scientists, and historians as this year's honorees. Each MacArthur Fellow receives a $625,000 prize to use in whatever way they choose. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Rain is in the forecast tonight for much of Colorado. Denver, Fort Collins, and Vail could see thunderstorms. Currently 68 in Grand Junction. It is 80 degrees in Denver, 85 in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.